Hello and welcome to Value Research Podcast. You're listening to First Page, a column written by Virendra Kumar. Process plus action is equal to results for anchored investing with steady performers. By its very nature, equity investing attracts optimistic people. Often, they are not just ordinarily optimistic, but wildly optimistic. No one becomes an equity investor to lose less money. Equity investing attracts maximizers. They are not interested in modest success. Instead, they are driven by the desire to achieve extraordinary returns and outperform the market. This combination of unbridled optimism and the pursuit of maximum gains can lead investors to take on more risk than they can handle. They may overlook potential pitfalls and downplay the possibility of losses, focusing solely on the potential upside. However, that's where investors begin. Sooner rather than later, life and the markets teach them a lesson, and the wild optimism of the beginner investor somewhat moderates. Good returns, but tempered with moderation, start looking like a better idea. This transition from boundless enthusiasm to a more measured approach is often the result of experiencing market fluctuations firsthand. As investors mature, they begin to appreciate the importance of diversification and risk management. The lessons learned from market downturns can be invaluable, instilling a sense of realism that tempers their initial optimism. Instead of chasing the highest possible returns at all costs, seasoned investors aim for consistent, sustainable growth. They understand that in the world of equity investing, sometimes the best strategy is to aim not just for the stars, but for steady progress that withstands the test of time. That's precisely what our cover story of Wealth Insight May issue is about. Within the Indian equity markets, there are many companies that satisfy the criteria for stability as well as basic quality. That much is obvious. However, like most things in the equity markets, identifying the investment worthy amongst them is a lot more difficult than it was in the past. This sounds paradoxical, for aren't we living in an age of perfect information? Once upon a time, you needed some kind of an information advantage, some access to people or institutions that was not commonly available. Now, however, this advantage has largely disappeared. Presently, virtually all information and analytical methods are accessible to everyone, often without any cost. The main constraints for investors now are their own intellect, knowledge base, and the amount of time they are able to invest in their own financial endeavors. Despite the democratization of information, investing has paradoxically become more challenging. This increased difficulty could be attributed to the overwhelming abundance of data and the rapid pace of market changes, which require investors to be more agile and discerning in their decision-making processes. Consequently, the sheer volume of information can sometimes lead to analysis paralysis, where making informed decisions becomes unexpectedly cumbersome. The quest to identify companies that have a track record of stable earnings growth is a perfect example. Most investors working alone would not even think of this as a category, much less actually be able to create a tentative set of companies that fit the criteria. Without the research and analytical rigor that an organized investment process brings, they would not be able to do an exhaustive search for such stocks. That's the unique value that Value Research's team brings to you. We formulate a rigorous methodology, start with an appropriate universe, and at the end of the multi-stage process, create a qualitative review of the stocks that make the grade. However, do keep in mind that like all our articles in Wealth Insight, this is not a recommendation list. What it does is show you examples of the kind of stocks that you should be researching further. What we offer is a starting point for your own due diligence. It's crucial to remember that the final decision rests with you, the investor.